guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about comparison. Like, if you are the person that is constantly comparing herself to others in business, in relationships, in friendship, whatever it might be, then this episode is absolutely for you. We will also dig deeper into the topic of, am I actually good enough? Because I believe they're going along with each other. So if you are comparing yourself a lot to others, then you probably questioning sometimes your own worth. So, and I also will give you a little insight into our own story of mine. So I will honestly talk about my childhood traumas here today, and I really don't mind talking about that, because I believe God gave you a story for a reason, to share it with others, because maybe your story is someone else's survival guide. So I'm not ashamed to talk about everything that broke me in the past and about everything that I also learned recently. So I will also come up with some revelations that I just recently received about this topic, because I'm also just a human, and I'm still comparing myself to others, and I still have seasons where I'm questioning my own worth. And this is the first thing that I want you to be aware of. All the people that you see out there, even the people that you're actually looking up to, that you're comparing yourself to yourself, all these people, they all compare themselves to others. They all have seasons where they're questioning their worth. It's completely normal. And I can tell you, like, a lot of people that you actually look up to, people that I'm friends with, people with hundreds of thousands of followers, people that are very successful, super rich, they all compare themselves to others. They all have seasons in their life where they're questioning their worth. But one thing that is different with them is that they always get themselves out of it again. So it's something that is just in our human nature. So we should accept it, but we should definitely also work on it. So therefore, congratulations, you're already one step ahead by you watching this podcast here and finding a way how to handle your, I would say, your problem or your challenge with comparing yourself to others. So the first thing that I want to talk about is a story from my childhood. Like I said, because I feel like by telling you this story, you will realize just so many things. So I truly believe that there's a reason why God created you the way you were created. Like, there's a reason why God gave you that personality. There's a reason why God gave you these specific looks. Like, for every single thing that you have on you, there's a purpose behind it. And it's not just something that should just be there. It's something that should be used for something. So let me tell you, when I was a little child, I grew up in Germany. And as we all know, Germany is such a white country. Like, we don't even need to discuss it. Like, there are so many white people compared to black people in Germany. So when I grew up, I'm 27 years old, so you can do the math at which time that was. There were not so many black people where I lived. Like, I was one of three black people in my hometown. So, and the second black person was my brother. So you can literally imagine, like, we were literally the only black people. And I always felt that I was different than others. Like, I always felt like I wasn't really belonging to the bigger crowd. And back then, more in a negative way, like, I was always feeling like, okay, I'm not good enough, I need to change myself, like, I need to blend in. And especially when I was a little child, when I was around like 6-7 years old, I struggled a lot with that, especially when I came out of kindergarten. So there's this one story where I was always like questioning why God gave me this big hair. So I know you're watching probably the podcast right now on YouTube, and if you're not, like, I have a big afro. I have my hair closed right now, but I have a huge afro. Like, I don't have like small curls. Like, I have a big head full of curls. And back then, you need to imagine, as a 6-7 years old girl with this small head already, and then this big afro, people were always looking at me. Like, I grabbed people's attention so fast, and it wasn't in a way that I actually wanted it. Like, people were always talking to me about my hair, or talking to me in general. People were always touching my hair, and I felt so uncomfortable. And I wanted to just belong to the other people. Like, I just wanted to be a part of the others so bad. I just wanted to have straight hair, to be honest. And I know it's probably like it's so dumb probably from me saying that right now, but back then this was what I wanted. So what I did is that at some point I just literally hit myself under the kitchen table, and my mom was looking for me in the whole house and she couldn't find me. And I grabbed a scissor and I cut off all my curly hair. All the beautiful hair that God gave me. Without realizing that it was actually the biggest gift that he could ever make me. If I tell you, now me thinking back about the story, it breaks my heart in 1,000 pieces. Because I was like, wow, this girl, I don't want to say it, but she hated her hair so much that she wanted to get rid of it so bad that she literally grabbed a freaking scissor at 6 years old and she cut off all her hair. If you just knew how mad my mom was, but we don't even need to talk about that. In this moment, like I said, I did not realize. But now I realized. Now that I'm actually walking so close with God and I'm questioning every single move that he makes. Not because I don't trust him, because I want to understand him and I want to see his love from a different perspective. And I just realized why he gave me that beautiful afro. Look, one thing that I just noticed with my hair is that a lot of people start talking to me. And that's not a bad thing at all, because it opens so many doors for me. Like, you don't know how many business opportunities, how many amazing friends I made just because of that beautiful big afro that grabbed their attention. And you don't know how many people I could actually help with. Because yes, it's amazing to get a lot of business opportunity, to make a lot of new friends because of your big hair and everything. Everyone has such an easy conversation starter with you because of that. Because if you have a big hair, it's for everyone easy to talk to you. It's for everyone like, oh, hey, wow, beautiful hair. Where are you from? You directly get into a conversation with someone. It's easier for them. So this is what I also thought. Okay, God, you make it easy for the people to talk to me. But why? So many people, so many hurt people came to me opening up about their challenges, opening up about everything that they went through, seeking for salvation, and me, as I am, directly talking about Jesus. Did you know that if you start walking with Jesus, then this and that, and actually he can help you, and they finally finding the light. And this is why I believe the big hair that God gave me was there for a reason. So people can start talking to me without feeling the fear of, oh, what should I say? Because they directly know what they should say. It's in front of them. They can't even ignore it. Oh, she has a big, beautiful afro. Let me start with that first. And it's so beautiful. And it's with so many other things in my life. Like, I also just notice why I have certain personality patterns, why my voice is the way how it is. Everything just makes sense. So the first thing that I want you to be aware of, when you start comparing yourself to others, start first of all by asking yourself, why did God create me the way he created me? Why do I have these specific looks? Why do I have this specific personality? Why? And maybe even ask him, because he will give you an answer to it. And I feel like this will make things so much easier with comparing yourself to others, because you will just realize that in the first place, we were not made to be the same. God made us different for a reason. So why would you compare yourself when this was the purpose since day one that you are different? There is no one in this world that has the same personality and the same looks. Yes, there are twins out there, but they still don't have the same personalities. They are different for a reason. God does not want us to compare us to other people. We are unique. And we should be unique and we should walk in this uniqueness. And I believe God made everything right with you. And the reason maybe why everything feels so wrong right now is maybe because you're not walking in this divine creation right now, because you're trying to be someone else and you're trying to fit in a box that you do not fit in. And let me tell you something. Every single time you're somewhere where you do not belong, like you're trying to squeeze yourself into something that is not for you, it always feels weird. It always feels off. So stop doing that and start walking in the uniqueness that God made out of you. Because this is when you will actually see the beauty in what God created. This is when you will see why God created you the way He created you. Now imagine I would have kept like straightening my hair, because I had a time where I was straightening my hair because I was still like so, you know, so bothered by it. I would still straighten my hair and I would just blend in. I would just try to be someone else that I'm not. First of all, I would feel so uncomfortable because I would always would need to play a role that I'm not. And I would have missed so many opportunities and I would have not walked in the true purpose where God created me to give the people an easier start to talk to me. Because at the end of the day, I believe that God is using everyone as a vessel. Like if you give Him the space, like He's using you as a vessel. Like He wants to work through you and you're actually blocking Him. Like I would have blocked Him. He would have never been able to talk to these people through me. Because I would have been, no, I don't want that curly hair. It's ugly. But now I understood it and now I realize how beautiful it is. So the next thing that I want to talk about is every single time you comparing yourself to others is literally you saying, I want that what they have. And I'm kind of bothered by it because I feel like I can't have it. But did you ever ask yourself what you're asking for? Did you really sit down for a minute and realize what you're asking for? When you take a look, for example, at the entrepreneur that you're seeing out there online, making a bunch of money, having this pretty successful life, do you know what you're actually asking for? And I don't mean by that just the work that it takes to come to this point. I also mean by that the way they came to this point. I started to comparing myself to people that were having a foundation that was built completely on evil. That's crazy when you think about that. I don't want to change my place with their place, even though they're making more money, even though they're more famous, even though they're more successful. I don't want to change my seat with these people. So every single time you're comparing yourself to others, I want you to reflect on it and to ask yourself what you're asking for. And to realize that there's a reason why you maybe feel stuck right now. Why maybe everything is going like a little bit slower for you compared to them. Because we always see these super great success stories out there where people are making 0 to 100,000 within 1-2 months. But we're not realizing that it's all built on scam. That's all built on lies. So please stop yourself and ask yourself what you're asking for in the first place. Because I'm 100% sure that in at least 60% of the cases, or even 80% of the cases, you don't want that. You really don't want that. And of course, the most obvious one is, of course, please consider every single time what it takes to come to that point and to stay at that point. A lot of people back then, they always like, you know, they always looked up to me and they were always like, oh, Maribel, so nice, you're making so much money and you're having that amazing life and you're so successful and everyone knows you and da-da-da-da-da, all that stuff. You don't know that the time where I was making the most money was also the time where I was the most depressed, in the time where I was the most detached from God. I wasn't having a vibe, even though I was spending money, Like it was Monopoly cash, even though I was traveling the world and was literally getting whatever I want, I was empty inside. So please ask yourself what you're asking for and if you're ready to sacrifice. Because every single success comes with a sacrifice. For you to be at that point and to keep that, I would say, that level, you need to do a sacrifice. You need to give up to go up. And please be aware of the limit, I would say, of the limit where you want to stay. Like, what's your limit? What do you really need? Because I see a lot of people, they're aiming for, like, everything. They just want to have everything, and they don't even have a limit, and they want to have more and more and more, but they don't realize that this is literally a trap. They don't realize that making more and more and more and more money and becoming more and more and more successful is literally a trap. I don't say by that it's bad to be ambitious. Like, I love it, and I believe God also wants us to have ambition and to actually go for more. But we should know when it's too much. You know what I mean? You could define yourself as successful when you have a job or you have a business that gives you the opportunity to live a pretty comfortable life, to make yourself time whenever you want, to spend time with your family, to spend time with your husband, to travel. You could be pretty successful. To be honest, that's a pretty successful person for me. We not always need to aim for what society says it's successful, because if we would look what society says it's successful, I can tell you already, like, plot twist, it's not fun. So the next thing that I want to talk about, it's a bit linked to the things that I said before, is please do not compare yourself to their level 10 if you're level 3. It's not going to work. Like, you will be just frustrated. Like, it's something that is clear from the beginning. And it's literally impossible. Like, you never know what's going on in the background. Like I said, like, some people have built their business and their success on evil and scams and whatever. So you don't know what's going on. Especially you don't know who helped them. There's so many people that get funded. There's so many people that have rich boyfriends. And that's nothing bad with it. Like, hey, I would love it if my future husband gives me a little fund for my business. I would not say no to that. But I mean by that, you never know what's really going on in the background. So do not compare. And it's actually impossible for yourself to compare yourself to others. Because like I said, first of all, we're all different. Like, God made us different for a reason. Like, we all have different skills. We all have different weaknesses. We all have different strengths, etc., etc., etc. And then the other thing is, we all have different lives. We all have different support systems. We all have different financial situations, etc. So it's literally impossible for you to compare yourself to someone else. Because it will be always a lie. It will always be a lie. Like, literally, comparison is a whole lie itself. It's a trap. Because it's not possible. Because you never know what this person is doing. Even if I would compare myself to someone that grew up in the same city where I grew up, went to the same school, etc., etc., the person itself is still different. So I can't compare myself to her journey. Because we were having a completely different journey. Like, we're different at all. You know what I mean? So therefore, it's so important for you to be aware of that. And one thing that I want to add that I mentioned already in the beginning is, you will miss a bunch of opportunities if you're trying to walk in someone else's shoes. Stop comparing yourself, because you are literally blocking every single blessing that was meant for the real you. Because you're trying to be someone else. And first of all, it's super exhausting. And secondly, the people, the opportunities, they will never ever find you, because you're not being you. You're not being the person that you actually need to be to actually meet these opportunities, to actually meet these people, to build these relationships, to build these friendships, to get these clients. So therefore, it doesn't make sense at all for you to try to be someone else and to compare yourself with other people. So something that I want to add at the end is, do not try to be someone that you can't. It's not going to work out. Like, you will never be like me, and I will never be like you. And it's good the way it is. Like, please walk finally in the divine creation that you are. Like, God created you the way you are for a reason. And I feel like it's the biggest gift that you can give to God when you're finally expressing who you truly are. And you finally put that mask on the side and you stop comparing yourself to others. Because you are great the way you are. God does not make any mistakes. Every single thing that we see on this earth has his own purpose, so you have also your own purpose. And there's nothing wrong with God. Like, if you're blaming yourself constantly and you're constantly questioning your worth, you're constantly questioning why he created you like this and not like your friend, you are literally just questioning his creation. Don't do that. There's a reason why you are the way you are, and it's perfect like that. So that's pretty it for this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I could give you a bunch of learnings when it came to comparing yourself to others and the topic of being good enough. So please, please, please do not compare yourself to others. Stay in your uniqueness. And yeah, if you like this video, if you like this podcast, leave a thumbs up, leave a subscription, and see you guys in the next one.